This is our place, and our time, and our life, and we should be enjoying it. But are we? Look in from outside, ask yourself, just what are we doing? Killing the immortal, changing to preserve, warring for peace, and so embracing utterly what we claimed to have renounced completely for our own good reasons. Well, it was done. Those people in the culture who had really objected to the war were gone. They were no longer culture. They were not part of the effort. They had become neutrals, formed their own groupings, and taken new names, or claimed to be the real, true culture, yet another shading of confusion along the culture's inchoate boundaries. But for once, the names did not matter. What did matter was the disagreement and the ill feeling produced by the split. Ah, the contempt of it. The glut of contempt we seem to have achieved. Our own disguised contempt for primitives. The contempt of those who left the culture when war was declared for those who chose to fight the adherents. The contempt so many of our own people feel for special circumstances. The contempt we all guess the mines must feel for us. And elsewhere. The adherents' contempt for us, all of us humans, and human contempt for changes. A federated disgust, a galaxy of scorn. Us, with our busy, busy little lives, finding no better way to pass our years than in competitive disdain. And what the adherents must feel toward us. Consider. Near immortal, singular and unchanged, 45,000 years of history on one planet, with one all-embracing religion, philosophy. Whole, steady eons of contented study. A calm age of devotion on that one worshipped place, uninterested in anything outside. Then, millennia ago, in another ancient war, invasion. Suddenly finding themselves pawns in somebody else's squalid imperialism. From introverted peacefulness, through ages of torment and repression. A forging force indeed, to extroverted militancy, determined zeal. Who could blame them? They had tried to keep themselves apart and been shattered, almost made extinct, by forces greater than those they could muster. No surprise that they decided the only way to protect themselves was to attack first, expand, become stronger and stronger, push their boundaries as far from the treasured planet of Idia as possible. And there is even a genetic template for that catastrophic change from meek to fierce, in the step from breeder to warrior. Oh, a savage and noble species, justifiably proud of themselves, and refusing to alter their genetic code. Not far wrong in claiming perfection already. What they must feel for the swarming biped tribes of humankind. Repetition, matter and life, and the materials that could take change, that could evolve, forever repeating. Life's food talking back to it. And us, just another belch in the darkness. Sound, but not a word, noise without meaning. We are nothing to them, mere bioautomatons, and the most terrible example of the type. The culture must seem like some fiendish amalgam of everything the adherents have ever found repugnant. We are a mongrel race, our past a history of tangles, our sources obscure, our rowdy upbringing full of greedy, short-sighted empires and cruel, wasteful diasporas. Our ancestors were the lost and found of the galaxy, continually breeding and breeding and milling and killing their societies and civilizations, forever falling apart and reforming. There had to be something wrong with us, something mutant in the system, something too quick and nervous and frantic for our own good or anybody else's. We are such pathetic, fleshy things, so short-lived, swarming and confused and dull, just so stupid to an adherent. Physical repugnance, then. But worse to come. We are self-altering. We meddle with the code of life itself, re-spelling the word which is the way. The incantation of being. Interfering with our own inheritance, and interfering in the development of other people's. An interest we share. And worst still, worst of all, not just producing, but embracing and giving ourselves over totally to the ultimate anathema. The minds, the sentient machines, the very image and essence of life itself desecrated, idolatry incarnate. No wonder they despise us. Poor, sick mutations that we are, petty and obscene, servants of the machine devils that we worship. Not even sure of our own identity. Just who is culture? Where exactly does it begin and end? Who is and who isn't? The Adirons know exactly who they are. Purebred, the one race, or nothing. Do we? Contact is contact, the core. But after that? The level of gene affixing varies. Despite the ideal, not everybody can mate successfully with everybody else. The minds? No real standards. Individuals, too, and not fully predictable, precocious, independent. Living on a culture-made orbital or in a rock, another sort of hollowed world. Small wanderer? No. Too many claiming some kind of independence. No clear boundaries to the culture, then. It just fades away at the edges, both fraying and spreading. So who are we?